10 to 5, you're listening to John and Helen. Now, police marksmen have killed a dog after a teenager was attacked in Gateshead. The 14-year-old was bitten on her arm by what's believed to be an American bulldog. It happened in a garden of a house in Millbrook and Felling over the weekend. The police say that they shot the animal because it was highly agitated and a danger to other people. Now, with most dog attacks reported nowadays, people are quick to blame the owners rather than the dog. And it's only in the last month that sentences for dangerous dog offences have increased. Brian Hegarty is a solicitor from David Gray Solicitors in Newcastle, and he explains what's just changed.
2 years ago, powers were beefed up, and it meant that those owners of dogs who were responsible for fatal attacks could get up to 14 years in prison, 5 years where the dog causes injury to a person, and 3 years where it kills an assistance dog.
So why did the sentences change? Was it just felt that they needed to be stronger?
Yeah, I think it was particularly public opinion. There were a number of deaths on private premises, and the Dangerous Dogs Act previously did not cater for such circumstances, and so private property was excluded. So it's now been extended, and all dog owners now have a responsibility to ensure that their dog is under control, not only in public, but also on private premises.
So I imagine, I mean, it's only been a month now that the sentencing change has taken effect, so there probably haven't been any cases in that month where we've seen a difference. But as you say, people can expect to be sentenced for possibly up to 14 years.
Yeah, it's very significant. And as you say, it's now up to 14 years. But it's not just a matter where death occurs. If the dog's just simply out of control in any place, then the owner potentially faces criminal liability. And the extension in the law means that, for example, postmen and the like now have a level of protection that they didn't previously have. And it's a dog owner's responsibility to ensure that their dog is under control. You must cater for situations where there's an unexpected visitor, whether it be someone delivering a parcel or a neighbour. If you answer the door and you know your dog to be aggressive, and it may attack somebody who answers the door, then it's just simply good practice to ensure that the dog's locked into another room and cannot get at somebody who's knocking at the door. And just make sure your dog's under control at all times.
That was Brian Hegarty there, a solicitor from David Gray Solicitors in Newcastle.